This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. I'd like to remind you that in addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 1130 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We will repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, religion in the news. A report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the U.S. News and World Report, August 2000. The following are excerpts from an article entitled, You Can't Make This Up, More Cultural Craziness That's Stranger Than Fiction. The Federation of Meat Shop Owners in France is offended that reporters refer to murderers as butchers, since most butchers are gentle, peace-loving workers. An architect in New York complained about a news report identifying the architect of a shooting spree. There is, wrote columnist Clyde Haberman of the New York Times, the ugly face of anti-architect bigotry. Because it begins with the masculine-sounding syllable, his, the word history has been banned at Stockport College in England. Also banned are the phrases ladies and gentlemen, offensive connotations of class, and slaving over a hot stove, which, quote, minimizes the horror and oppression of the slave trade, end quote. By the way, Stockport College is in Manchester, England. A government-run employment bureau in Walsall, England, banned the words hardworking, reliable, and smart on the grounds that they discriminate against the disabled. The phrase, commitment and a desire to succeed are vital, was banned as well, apparently for insensitivity toward lazy people.
I don't know how you come up with these news reports, Tom. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I wanted to talk about in this is, on the one hand, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We have so many things that are so anti-God, anti-fairness, anti-justice, on and on.
Anti-rational.
On the other hand, we seem to be increasing our sensitivities toward one another. I know some of this article, which is from U.S. News and World Reports, is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but the idea here that we would be so sensitive to such things as the butchers being worried about getting a bad name because that term is used for murderers and so on. What's going on here?
Well, Tom, I don't know. I can't deal with this, but we see it all the time. The irony is that at the same time that this supposed sensitivity for people like this, you know, mm-hmm, history, mm-hmm, all begins with his. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what you're going to do with woman, because mm-hmm, that has man in it.
Or Manchester, England, College. What are they going to do, change the name of the city?
Right, yeah. But at the same time that we're having this nonsense, that's what I have to call it,
right,
20 years ago, or well, maybe not 20, 50 years ago, surely, this would be ludicrous. At the same time, they can badmouth Christians. Christians are the butt of jokes. Fundamentalists, well, of course, we've got some fundamentalist Muslims who are terrorists, but nevertheless, if you're a fundamentalist, you simply stand for the fundamentals of whatever you believe. And Islam does teach terrorism. It does teach murder. This is Islam itself. But a fundamentalist Christian, then, don't connect them with a fundamentalist Muslim. So, well, Tom, part of what this is doing, you can't be straightforward in your speech. You can't deal with truth. You have to be politically correct, religiously correct, because we don't want to offend anyone. And that really relates to what we were just talking about. We're so self-centered. Don't you dare offend me. Don't tell me the truth about myself. It's in the church, tragically. So if you earnestly contend for the faith, if you dare to say that Jesus Christ is the only way, wait a minute, you're offending the Muslims. You're offending the Buddhists. And this is really the way it's going, not only in our country, but in the world.
Yeah, and we're talking about not just ideas and opinions of these people over here or those people there. We're talking about laws being made.
Right.
What's going to happen to the courts? On the one hand, you have championing the rights of the homosexual. On the other hand, they're putting people in prison for pedophilia. Now, how do you reconcile that?
Well, championing the rights of the homosexuals. But what about other people's rights that the homosexuals trample upon? The right not to be have this flaunted in your face, the right not to have your children exposed to this sort of thing, but they can push it on society. They can push themselves and their standards on society. But if you dare to stand for Christian standards, dare to stand for the truth, then you are criticized as being insensitive. Well, this is the way it's going to be. It's going to get worse.
Well, that's a good question, Dave. You really think there's not going to be some kind of situation where somebody wakes up and say, this is ridiculous. This is insane.
No. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be worse. Jesus raised the question, when the Son of Man returns, will he find the faith on the earth?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like Al Gore said at the presidential prayer breakfast. Belief in some higher power, by whatever name, in my opinion, is essential. Isn't that wonderful? So just so long as you believe in any higher power, some false god, but don't dare to say that Jesus Christ is the only way, that offends people. Now we have destroyed truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly where we're going, unfortunately.